This is Dairy Radio Now, Milky Monday.
Dave Kurzowski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago. Dave, USDA again lowered its estimates on U.S. milk production as bird flu continues to spread, particularly in California. We await September milk production data this afternoon. What do you expect?
We expect down 0.3% total U.S. milk production. So we expect a decline, and that's going to be largely driven, in our opinion, by what's going on in California. The bird flu has been ripping through that state now for the better part of 6 weeks. There's over 100 dairies that have reported having the bird flu out of maybe 1,100 dairies in California. So we don't think it's done yet. We think it'll actually be a bigger impact largely for the month of October than the month of September. But that's really going to be what keeps, I think, milk production under wraps. The rest of the U.S. is doing pretty well. I mean, they've done better than where they were at. Just looking back over the last few months, in June, you know, the U.S. herd was 0.8% lower than it was a year prior. So that shifted to just 0.4% lower in August. You go milk per cow. Milk per cow was down 0.9% in June, so almost 1% lower in June. It was actually up 0.4% in August. So things have improved, along with price, by the way, for the listeners. Things have improved on the dairy farm, largely in the U.S., but California is going to keep a bit of a headwind for U.S. milk production going forward. That's almost 20% of the total U.S. milk supply in California.
The other elephant in the room, however, is the component levels. They keep going up, even though milk production is down.
That's true. But you know what? If you look at the last 5, 6, 7 years, the average growth in components on a monthly basis was, on a yearly basis rather, was up 2%. We're running about 1.5%. So we're actually running below what we would, you know, at least over the last 5 or so years, would have expected in terms of components. So the genetics changes in the last decade or two on the U.S. dairy farm, the feed changes, all of the things, the cow comfort, all of the things that dairy producers do day in, day out to make really good high-quality milk, it makes a difference, and it has made a difference. So if you just look at the components, though, although they're really good right now, they're actually not as good as they have been over the last 5 years or so. So it's helping, but I don't know that it's a game changer necessarily, or if it erases the headline milk production, which is still negative.
Thank you, Dave. Dave Kurzowski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago.
Here's dairy farmer Hank Wagner and his daughter Laura with another simple miracle moment.
I remember as a child racing down the stairs very early on Christmas morning. I expected to see the cookies and milk gone and the tree to be surrounded with some presents. No other day of the year started with that adrenaline-packed rush out of bed.
One of the miracles of expectation is that it compels us to do things that we would not normally do. Expectation is what caused Christopher Columbus to sail across the Atlantic into unknown territory.
You probably don't realize it, but you already have expectations about many things. The expectations that you set for your life guide your actions and set some things into motion.
Do you have the right expectations? Are they set high enough? Do you believe that they can happen for you? What negative expectations could be holding you back from success?
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
The USDA has announced another round of funding applications are being accepted through its Organic Dairy Marketing Assistance Program.
Making a return in 2024, a USDA program designed to assist organic dairy producers.
We made this assistance available back in 2023. We had the resources to be able to offer it again in 2024. This is a section of the industry that is pretty hard hit with these additional marketing costs. And we thought that this would be an opportunity to help keep our small organic dairies in operation as they continue to sort of weather all of these challenges that really aren't within their own controls.
Farm Service Agency Acting Deputy Administrator John Burge says $58 million is now available to producers through the Organic Dairy Marketing Assistance Program, ODMAP, a one-time cost-share payment based on marketing costs on pounds of organic milk.
It provides assistance to organic dairy producers of milk from cows, goats, and sheep.
Organic dairy growers now have until November 29th can apply for ODMAP at their local farm service agency office, bringing with them the following documentation.
Certify their number of pounds of 2023 milk production or estimated production for 2024, and then there's a pretty simple application form to fill out.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.